Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Pepper soda can. Summer heat coming off that stand. Yellow dress, a blood smile. Too young to understand that July summertime romance.
To interview this wonderful artist, Miss Garrison.
I understand you've been a little bit sick lately.
Yeah, without going into too much details, I lost time from work, and thank God I'm up better now.
Right. So, what do you say we go ahead and welcome the lovely Miss Sarah Ann Garrison to the show. Hey, Sarah Ann, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this today. We really appreciate you doing this.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Before I turn things over to my co-host, I've got... I always like to start out every show with these two questions. Number one, just kind of introduce yourself. And number two, tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, my name is Sarah Ann, and I enjoy songwriting. And I'm still a high school student until June 6th of this month, of this year. And I got into songwriting when I was about, I mean, I got into singing when I was about 10 years old. I've been singing ever since I was 3, but I really started when I was 10. And ever since then, I realized I wanted to be a singer. And my big influences in music were, at the time, Kenny Chesney, Johnny Cash, Michael Jackson, Tim McGraw, singers like that. And just ever since that moment, I knew I wanted to be a singer.
That's awesome. Today is kind of a big day on the show because today Craig leads his show. But without further ado, I'm gonna turn things over to my co-host Craig. Take it away, buddy.
Thank you so much, Cody, for the pleasure. So, Sarah, I wanted to continue. You stated that Kenny Chesney was one of your inspirations. Was he one of the reasons why you chose to choose your genre as country?
Well, when I was a little girl, the only artist that my mom really listened to was Kenny Chesney. So the only genre I knew was country, and that's the only genre I grew up liking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just I've been so used to country my whole life that I favor that one the most. But I like
have
all
you noticed since you started following country, you know, do you think that country music has changed at all in terms of like maybe from like Patsy Cline a long time ago to maybe more of a popish type?
It's definitely changed a little bit, but I think the change is a good change. It's not a bad change where it's over-dramatized and people changed it too much. Like pop has changed a lot, and it's all, some of it can be really disgusting, where country music has gotten, like, more popular, I say. It's more popular, and it's easier to listen to, and it can be really touching. And you can be emotionally attached to it, as like to your life. Like the song could describe your life.
I agree. I do think that country music is more pleasurable to listen to, and it's easy to understand people's messages and stories that they're trying to tell within the songs that they write. Since you've been a songwriter, Sarah Ann, what do you base your songs on any of your experiences that you developed as a person?
Actually, yes. Every song that I have written is a personal life thing of mine. Like, every time I've written a song, it has something to do with my experiences in my life.
Look. And the new EP that you released, was it last week that you released Living a Dream?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yes. How do you compare it with your other EPs in terms of your experiences? Do you feel that you see yourself progressing as a musician and a songwriter with all the EPs that you've come out with?
I've only had one other EP, but this one is my own personal stuff. The last one wasn't any of my songs, and this one's more personal. I feel more connected to it, and I feel like I really had a big say in what was on there. I worked with great people.
The song, collaborating in terms of, I know you said you were also a high school student with you graduating in June. How have you been able to balance your time as a high school student and then being able to write and collaborate with all these other songwriters? You know, it's a very tough schedule, and I commend you on being able to do it so well.
My school's been pretty supportive of it. It's been very hard. I've had a lot of things to make up, and I've missed a lot of school and it's been hard, but I've learned how to juggle it and keep up my grades to a good point and to also keep the music up at a good point.
So from here, are you, now that you graduated, I take it that you're going to be doing some celebrating from finishing high school, and guessing that you'll be wanting to celebrate in Nashville, if I'm correct, meaning you're going to be in CMA Fest?
Yes, I will be.
Okay. How do you, are you looking forward to performing at CMA Fest this year?
I am. I'm excited. It's going to be really fun. I haven't really performed at the CMA Fest yet, so I'm excited to see how it goes.
Oh, so this is going to be your first time performing?
Well, I've done it, but I feel as though this time is going to be more fun, and I'll get to interact more with it this time.
I think you have a lot of tremendous potential, Sarah. I think with this first EP, with Living a Dream, not the first EP, but this EP where you've had the opportunity to really develop and express your songwriting abilities from your experiences is going to be your best opportunity to show the country industry, you know, how talented you are.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best of luck with it, and I'm confident that you will be successful. What are your future plans after Country Music Festival? Do you have plans to attend college, or do you wish to become a full-time singer-songwriter? What is on your agenda?
As of right now, I'm still deciding. I have been accepted into a college here at home, University of Delaware, but I'm also thinking that maybe I want to try to take a year off and pursue the music career as much as I can. So this time I won't have school and singing to juggle at the same time, because I do know that college would be a lot harder to maintain. So I feel as though I want to give it a shot of just music, see where it goes.
If you be able to focus on singer-songwriter for 1 year, you know, you'll have the opportunity to come up with at least one more EP. But even though right now you just put out Living a Dream EP, there's five currently songs on the EP. What do you have a particular favorite song off the EP?
Yes, I do. My favorite song, actually two of them are my favorites. Tell Me Why and Love Is Like a Storm are my two favorites.
Why would you say they're your favorites out of, even though I know there's five out of the top, what would make you define those two songs as your most favorite?
Well, I feel as though Tell Me Why was a very personal song to me, and in my ears, it just sounds exactly what I expected it to sound like when I wrote it, and it's very emotional, and I feel a lot of people can relate to that song. And Love Is Like a Storm, I just think it's really pretty, and I like the words that are in it, and I think it's a cute song, and it's a fun story, and it's fun to sing.
Well,
a couple of days ago, and of course we played a song off of it earlier, but this EP is just great. I mean, that's all I can say. It's such a good, it's kind of it's fun. It's fun, and then there's just a lot of good stuff on EP. It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sarah, currently, you said you really started developing at 10 years old, and you're currently, you know, a part of the Heart Songs Corporation. How long have you been working for Heart Songs Corporation, and how well have you worked with them?
I've been a part of the Heart Songs Corporation for about 2 or 3 years now, I believe. And how it began was I had met another artist, and they had offered to let me meet Jill. And she told me all about her corporation and how she had Heart Songs for Veterans. And I decided that I wanted to donate one of the songs that I had at the moment to raise some money for the corporation. And after that, I just thought she was a really, really nice person and that she really suited me. And I felt that she could help me further my career. And I really enjoy having her as my manager.
She's a very nice person.
And
I met her through another artist that she's worked with, Lily Nelson. So it helped lead me from following her to Heart Songs Corporation, and it led to me being introduced to your music, and since then I've been a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
And so I do look forward to seeing you perform live, if not at CMA Fest during the summer. Can you tell when you'll be performing during CMA Fest and what days and venues, if you know offhand? And also during the summer, first let's talk about CMA Fest. Do you know where and when you'll be performing?
I know where I'll be performing. I will be performing at Renegade Radio Showcase, Center Stage Magazine, and the Heart Song Showcase. The times and dates will be announced soon.
Oh, well, as soon as they're announced, I hope that you'll get a large audience to be able to introduce Living a Dream and your other prior songs. And you'll be, from what I saw, you'll also be performing at various venues throughout Delaware in the summertime.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm excited for the summer.
Go ahead.
I'm coming down to CMA Fest for a couple of days, so I might be able to catch a show or two of yours. So I'm coming down for a day or two.
That'd be really cool.
No, the one show that I wanted to go, but I was away, I was out of town on vacation. You had performed in Delaware. You opened up for Kayla Shore, and I wanted to find out how that experience was. You know, how was the setting? Was it one of your biggest crowds that you performed in front of? And did you get a chance to meet Kayla?
I personally really enjoyed that showcase. I sang at the Rusty Rudder plenty of times, but this time there especially were more people. So it was a big crowd, but I wouldn't say it's the biggest crowd I've performed for. And I did get to meet Kayla Shore. She was very, very nice, and I enjoyed hearing her sing.
Yeah.
I had fun with her.
We had Kayla on the shore, on the show back, I want to say in October, maybe November. Sweetest girl ever. I mean, and if I'm being completely honest with y'all, I was shaking. I was so nervous. I was shaking.
If it's any consolation,
nice.
Cody,
she's
her
really
partner,
dapper.
I mean, a friend, Lena Stone, wrote a song named Nervous. So I'm sure they were more than understanding.
This is true. Well played, Craig. Well played.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Sarah's, even though, because I've known and followed her music for 2 years, and to be able to have a final chance to interview, forgive me, I'm a little nervous too, Sarah. So, you know, it's never easy, but we do the best we can.
You guys are doing awesome.
Well, thank you, and so are you, Sarah.
I've been doing this show for the past nearly 5 years, which is still hard to believe in, and that's hard for me to wrap my mind around. But and I've been interviewing indie country music artists for the past like 3.5, and I gotta say, everybody in the country music industry is just so sweet, and I think country music artists are some of the most supportive people out there.
They are. They really are. I feel like country artists are really down to earth, and they personally understand
mm-hmm.
people still, and they don't get caught up in the spotlight. They love their
fans. Right. And I also feel like I don't care who it is. It could be a Tim McGraw, for crying out loud. I really don't care. But I feel like a country artist, no matter how big they are, they're always approachable.
They are. They always are. They're always nice and down to earth.
Mhm. I'm gonna say this now, and I'll mention it again at the end of the show in about 10 minutes. But being in and around the industry, like I am for this radio show, I have a ton of respect for what you guys do.
Well, thank you.
Yes. There's one big festival, Sarah, that if I don't get a chance to see you perform in Delaware, I want to see you perform at, which I definitely plan on attending, which is the Garden City Music Festival at the end of September.
Yeah.
And I saw that there's going to be a lot of artists here, including Dan and Shay. Are you looking forward to performing at this particular event?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited because I've heard that there's going to be a lot of really talented artists like Dan and Shay and I think the Eli Young Band, people like that, people that are big names, and I'm excited to see how it goes and to see the crowd and see how big it is and how the venue is.
And it's. Do you know if you're performing both days or just one of the 2 days? I think it's for...
Just the one day.
The 30th, I think. That it's for 2 days, I
yes.
believe. The 30th of September and the 1st of October. And it's I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
I perform on the 30th.
On September 30th. Would you see yourself wanting to collaborate with artists down the road like the ones you mentioned, Dan and Shay, Eli Brown? And who down the road in your career, who would you be interested in working with?
I would be interested in working with those artists. I feel like their songs are really good and they're catchy songs. And if I were to ever pick somebody to collab with, it would probably be like Carrie Underwood or Miranda Lambert. Those are my two musical inspirations at the time. I sing their songs the most. I like their songs the best. And I think they have a really interesting and unique voice and song style.
Yeah. They're two of my favorite artists, too. And they're very enjoyable to see in the concert. They really love their fans. They have great fan interaction, both of them.
They really.
Sorry to interrupt you, y'all, but if I don't ask this question, it'll break the streak because I've asked this question pretty much every single interview, so I've got to fit this question in. Now, I'm going to throw a little bit of a scenario at you. When everything is said and done with your career, 30, 40 years down the road, and you've won pretty much every CMA award possible. which is going to happen for you. There's no doubt in my mind. But what do you want to be most remembered for as an artist?
Personally, as an artist, I would want to be remembered as a down-to-earth person who's really understandable and somebody who's really nice, like Taylor Swift almost, because she's such a nice person. She does things for others, and she's never, ever thinking about just herself. It's about her and others and her fans and the people she cares about. She's a unique kind of person. You can't find many people like her, and she's always there for the people around her. She doesn't just give up on the people that she loves the most, and she's really nice, and she does a lot of charity work, and I would really enjoy to be like her.
You know, I heard a Dan Rather ask that question one time in an interview, and I just thought it was the greatest question ever, so I kind of had to steal it. But so I wanted to ask. I know this EP just came out, which, like I said earlier, I've got it already. You know, and this is one thing that I want to bring up. All the music I play on the show, I buy myself. I never play a song on the show that I have not bought. So that's my little spiel for the day. anyway, but I know you just released this EP, but are you already thinking about the next project? And if so, what's coming up for you?
As of right now, what I'm mainly trying to do is graduate, and then in the summertime, I really plan on working on what's coming up next, and I plan on performing a lot and getting more shows and preparing myself for the next step of my career.
That's awesome. Hey, and I wanted to say this too. If there's anything that we can do for you on the show, whether it's promotion for a show, whether it's a promotion for a brand new single, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you.
You know, Sarah, I have two final questions. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'll make this quick so we can get to a Craig's question quick. But I feel like if you guys spend 30 minutes of your time and what I know is a crazy busy schedule to do this little fan created radio show, I feel like it's the least I can do to help promote you guys.
Well, thank you.
All right, Craig, what were you going to say, buddy?
Two questions. One, about your EP, if there is any, are there any messages that you want to let your fans know about living a dream? What would it be?
Well, that song, Living a Dream, is full of the people that I feel were my idols, basically people to remember, because they were always such big names like Patsy Cline and Johnny Cash and Robin Williams, Michael Jackson. I just personally think those are all really great artists. And even though they're not exactly alike, they all had something in common. They were all great people with great influences, and they had a big impact on the world and people's lives.
And hopefully, and one day you will too, if not already, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome. And my last question is, where can people look to listen and download your music? and learn more about your shows?
They can buy my songs on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and you can find more out about me on my website, www.sarahanngarrison.com, for tour schedules and merchandise and more.
Along the lines of Craig's last question, where can people find you on social media if they want to connect with you?
On Twitter, they can find me at Sarah_Ann_Sings. On Twitter, they can find me at SarahSings1. And on Facebook, they can find me at Sarah Ann Garrison.
And I follow you on Instagram and Twitter. I hadn't gotten around yet to liking your Facebook page, but it's coming. So anyway, I wanted to thank you again for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciated it.
It was a pleasure to honor you, Sarah, to interview you, Sarah. I really enjoyed this 30 minutes.
Thank you.
I enjoyed talking
to you.
You've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you.
I'm gonna let you go, and I'll definitely be talking to you probably on social media soon. Okay.
Me too, Sarah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Bye, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye, bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed a Craig W. interview over here. How'd it feel, buddy?
I feel great having done my first.
It's a rush, isn't it?
It was. And you don't really.
It's a rush, isn't it?
It is. You think about it, but you don't really feel how the rush until you actually.
Yeah, I know.
Meet.
I mean, I'm going to tell you this. It's the same way for me, and I've been doing this, like I said, 5 years. It's the same way for me at every single interview. After I wrap a show, I am, like, physically exhausted, you know? It's like I've ran 5 miles.
Yes, it's a nice mental exercise, too.
Yeah, but welcome to the club, buddy. Welcome to the club.
Thank you for the induction. I look forward to staying.
I think I'm going to probably let you go, and I'll wrap up here, all right, dude?
Nope. Sure. Thanks again for letting me
into it. I'll talk to you later, Craig.
Talk to you later, Cody. Have a good night.
All right, bye. So, like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed Craig's debut interview with Sarah Ann Garrison. Let me bring this up real quick. Next week at 4:30 Central, we have a country music duo, Steel Blossoms, joining us, which is just going to be so awesome. That's May 23rd at 4:30 Central. At the 30th, we have, if this will come up for me, we have, let me see, and it's not wanting to play nice right now. There we go. On May 30th at 4:30 Central, we have a singer-songwriter, Melissa Ramsey, joining us. June 6th, 4:30 Central, we have singer-songwriter Angela Sue Cheslock with us June 13th at 4:30 Central. We have a singer-songwriter, Taylor Marie. And let me go right here and say something. There we go. There's all my interviews. June 20th at 4:30 Central. We have from all the way across the pond, a singer-songwriter, Hannah Rose Platt. June 27th at 4:30 Central. I don't know why I keep saying 4:30 Central, because all of these shows are 4:30 Central. Y'all know that. My singer Madeline Victoria returns to the show. We had Madeline on, I want to say maybe a year-ish ago, I think. But June 11th. Wait. July 11th, actually. We have singer-songwriter Kaylin Britt joining us. I'm still working on something for the 18th of July, but July 24th at 5:30 Central this time. I bet you thought I was going to say 4:30 Central again, didn't you? But we have a singer-songwriter, Ashley Taylor, joining us. And that's pretty much all the interviews I have scheduled so far. We are booked up until basically the last week of July, folks. It's completely crazy. But sometimes I wanted to touch on June 11th. Yours truly is nominated for a Christop Program, a WABA Award for the best fan of the Christop Program. Her voting ends June 1st with the awards being again, like I said, June 11th in Nashville, but also the day before that, I have an interview for a possible interview for a radio station out of Kentucky. And this is FM radio, a terrestrial radio, y'all. It's big. My friend Mary Cutter, who we've had previously on the show, reached out to me and asked if I wanted to sit down with her for a face-to-face interview in June. And, of course, I jumped all over that. I said, absolutely, I'll do it. So that will be June 11th, June 10th, actually, pre-taped. I don't know when it'll air. I'm sure Mary will give me more details on that as the date grows closer in a little bit, less than a month. So I think with that, you guys have heard all the announcements and what's going on with me and my wife right now. So I think I'm gonna end the episode right now. You've been listening to Blue Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.